bars, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Ay, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We are live from Las Vegas, day two from Radio Row for David Benavidez against David Morrell, coming at you on pay-per-view tomorrow night.
We are weathering the storm and weathering the cold for you.
Right. It was a brutal walk from New York to the MGM on the bridge. Very harsh conditions.
Right.
What's the temperature looking like over there right now?
35.
I thought it was 32. I thought
32 could be cold.
It was cold.
That's right. Man. Not a lot of sun right now, too. Right. I forgot.
No, it was just coming up.
7 a.m. where you guys are at.
It was just coming up. So, 32.
It says 32 right now. Partly cloudy.
Partly cloudy.
And sunny conditions until 9 a.m. Wind gusts up to 5 miles an hour.
Oh, that's good.
A little breeze.
Light breeze.
A little breeze there on there.
Hey, so we went to eat at Beer Haas. It's like, so we see it all the time because on the way to T-Mobile.
I think it's still called Beer House.
Beer House?
Yeah, it's not Beer Haas.
Haas is German. Haas. Haas.
What's Beer House?
All right. Anyway, that's how Germans spell it.
But
nobody's in there is German.
No, but you gotta put uns. Beer House?
Right.
So we go there, and it's a unique setup, right? Because you order your own food, you get your food, and then you go sit at a table, right? However, because our stomachs don't operate on local time, right? We didn't realize there was a hockey game. And this place is right on the way to T-Mobile. And it was packed.
It's the official, like, Golden Knights bar.
Right.
Ah.
And did you see the band go through the they have, like, a walk, like hockey, like a soccer.
They have a marching band.
That walks through the casino, banging their drums to the game.
Yep.
Oh,
do a little parade.
Like, a parade every game?
I guess.
Wow. I mean, you know, it's only our second night's game, but I'll tell you one thing that scared the holy hell out of me. They have a thing. When the Knights score, the entire building, literally on the outside, turns into a goal horn. And it just goes, I'm like, are we under attack? Yeah, what the hell is happening here?
It's a little scary, actually.
What is that? And then I look out and you just see, because I can see the arena. And it just goes gold, and it turns gold and everything. It really looks really cool. Oh, terrifying, though, when you don't know what the hell is happening.
Can I tell you?
Pretty scary.
For a team that has never experienced misery, I'm like, live it up, Vegas fans.
Live it up.
Live it up. Because they've never been bad.
Dude, it was so, it was like, I was like, what is it? By the way, it didn't go off the rest of the night. They lost. I was like, yeah. It was like, kind of quiet. And I had the game on in my room at that time, and I'm like, I think I know what's going to happen in 30 seconds.
What?
The goal. Like, you saw it on TV.
Yeah.
It was like, it just, I heard this siren, and then all of a sudden, waiting.
Oh, because you're delayed.
Yeah, it was delayed.
So, man, look, I tell you what. I slept like a baby.
Did you?
A long time. Mm. And my time is still off.
You flew to Vegas to sleep, Leroy? Like, you've been catching up on
I didn't want to.
Yeah.
But when you're done at 11 o'clock, and usually, here's what happens, Marcos. Yep. Usually, I go golfing.
Yeah.
So, like, today, I would go golfing with my buddy, then get up in the morning, go golfing, right? And so, then come back, take a shower, relax, boom. Time to go eat.
Yeah.
It's too cold. So when I'm done at 11, you're like, right?
Yeah, you can't even walk the strip or anything like that. No. Who cares? What are you gonna? I mean, we've seen it a thousand times.
Oh, kiss.
No, yeah. I even missed the Chili Peppers. I wanted to just do like a little $20 Chili Pepper.
Yeah,
miss the games.
Miss the games because the games are at 4 o'clock here.
Man,
yeah.
Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory. Let the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The big news last night, Tyler Hero is an all-star.
I saw that.
He was the last one announced, too.
Yeah, And did you think they went Miami? Intangible.
No, that's not what they said. Dude. That's not what they said. Not what they said.
We have to be the only people that use that phrase. I have to explain it sometimes. Because, when I watch the Eagles, I'm like, wow, those three intangibles can move. You go, somebody look over there. What?
Here was the Miami Heat. They posted a video of Tyler Hero finding out for our radio audience. He's very excited in his hoodie. You can see his...
Where is he outside of his... Where is he?
He is, I think, at his house. I think he's at his house right now. I think that's what he's doing. But he gets the announcement.
He looks really nervous, for sure.
He looked very nervous. Very nervous. And congrats to him. He deserves it.
Also, did he cry? They zoomed in. I wanted to see. Sometimes I want to see a tear.
I think he had a sting. He had a stinger.
You know how they announced for me?
How's that?
Bill came up to me. Right? He goes, hey, you made the Pro Bowl.
That's it?
Congratulations.
That's all he gave you?
That's it.
It was much deserved. It was I think what's cool about this, it was a lot of competition. You know, this was a stacked East backcourt this year. So
yeah, so here's what you need to understand about this. He didn't make it because there was no one left,
right,
or they needed a guard. He made it over some really good players because it is packed.
Trae Young's not happy though. He's
Who cares?
Whining on Twitter. Oh, dude.
Who cares?
He's sitting here and he goes, it's no longer called getting snubbed. It's called getting trade at this point.
Oh, because he's never made it?
He's made it 3 times.
Oh, my God.
He made it last year.
Get out of here then, Trey. I was like, oh, wow, he's never made it? 3 times.
But the thing is that there's a lot of GOAT ones and twos.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Trey gets penalized for this. He plays a game where they just put the ball in his hands and say, go do you.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really play in the constructs.
He's switched his style this year, so maybe that's what's probably upset him, because I think he's far and away the league leader in assists this year.
Right.
Yeah. But
still.
It was a packed year.
It was year, right.
Boo!
And he shouldn't be mad at Tyler. He should be mad at some of these guys who get picked every year because of their name.
Yeah, but the coach is picked, and the coach has picked Tyler Hero.
Here's the other thing. Like, there's guys who are, like, who he's going to go in over, right? It ain't going to be a dude from New York. It's not going to be over Spider.
Nope.
Right?
Cleveland got two guards. They got Garland. They deserve it. They had the best record far and away.
Right. Garland, like, the way the season started, you could maybe question him. But, again, they're so good.
Right. They're so good.
Right.
Remember the year the Hawks got 4 guys? Kyle Korver was an all-star. Jeff Teague was an all-star.
Yeah, that was crazy.
They flopped in the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. Pistons did it 1 year.
Hawks, Horford. Who was the other guy? Who was the fourth guy? I forgot.
Joe Johnson.
You know what? I think it was Joe Johnson. ISO Joe.
Pistons did it that year.
ISO Joe. They could dust Joe. He didn't do ISO Joe too much when he got to Miami.
He made some shots, though. I'll take it. He can still, I feel like, to this day.
Right? That's what I was going to say.
Oh, they're saying it was Millsap. I think they're right. I think ISO Millsap? Joe was gone by then.
Oh, Millsap. Millsap.
Yeah.
Okay, a Waddle people, a little much.
Paul Millsap, you jerk. I don't like bringing up his name. Saying Paul Millsap's name gives me the shivers. I don't like mentioning it.
Why?
All I think, because I think back to that 2011 Jazz game where he killed us. 2011 Jazz game. I go with Mrs. Tobin of the Heat, and they were, I mean, they were killing the Jazz, Leroy. Yeah, we're like third quarter. We live in Delray. We're like, yeah, let's, you know, let's go home. Let's have a nice, you know, it's this was fun.
Right.
And, you know, she falls asleep on the way, and I'm listening to the Mike Inglis. And Paul Millsap just wasn't missing. And she goes, why do you look upset? She, like, woke up from the long trek from Miami to Delray. I'm like, they lost. She goes, how?
Right.
And I just go, yeah. Millsap.
He scored like 11 points in like
the greatest
minute.
Thing, though, is Millsap, I mean, Mike Inglis does the games, did the games like if Tobin was doing it.
Right.
But this was his heart. He's like, oh, got to tell you, if the Heat keep playing like this, they're going to give up this 20-point lead,
yep.
And they'll be winning by 17 at the time.
But this is the game where, like, all those fears were realized by Mike Inglis.
Yeah.
Because they were up, like, I want to say they were up, I don't know, I don't remember what the score was. It was a ridiculous amount, and they blew it.
And Mike Inglis is just...
I got to tell you, Paul Millsap again. Maybe someone wants to guard him.
Paul Millsap, yeah, he like scored 11 points in 28 seconds.
It was it was insane. Right, all-time performance.
He had 46 points. That was good.
Right, and you can see, if Mike Inglis was doing it like Bob Uecker, he probably, like, he had the bottle there. Oh, boy, here we go.
Tyler Hero is the 11th Miami Heat player to make the All-Star team.
11th
all time. Can you name the other 10?
The other 10?
Yeah, the other 10 who've made it in franchise history.
That's it? Only 11 guys?
Yeah.
What more do you want?
LeBron.
Easy.
Bosh. Do we count Bosh?
Yeah.
Was a member of the Miami Heat who made the team. He made five straight All-Star games.
D-Wade.
Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Huh? Did Glenn Rice ever make it?
No.
No? Okay. Tim Hardaway.
Yep.
Zoe.
Yep. Now do currents.
Jimmy.
Yep.
I'm trying to forget.
Well, it's still on the list. The other guy. Beach and Domino's.
Oh, Bam. Wait. Yeah. He done beat me in Domino's.
Too late.
Bam.
He's adorable. Slovenian.
Oh, Goran. Goran made it. Wow.
Goran made it.
Okay.
Remember, that's how we got into the bet.
Oh, yeah.
Goran was like the last. There was a bunch of guys who either bowed out that year or got hurt. And Goran was like the commissioner's reserve list.
Yeah.
He made it over Ben Simmons, which is what led to the bet with the Australian member of parliament. Because he ripped Goran Dragic for making the All-Star game.
Shaq.
Yep. I think you've hit everybody except for one.
Mm.
Anthony Mason.
Oh, I wouldn't.
I would have never guessed Anthony Mason.
Yeah. we have a radio show.
I would have never guessed. It's like, thanks for that help. Because who had Anthony Mason on their bingo card?
Oh, man. The Heat, they'll be back in action tomorrow at 8:30. Coverage on 560 begins at 7:15 with pre-heat. And the Panthers are on the ice twice this weekend. Tomorrow afternoon against the Blackhawks at 1 o'clock. And then Sunday against the Islanders at 6. We'll get into all that later on in the program. Want to thank the people over here at Premier Boxing Champions for having us out here for our travel and accommodations. We're staying at New York, New York. It's a lovely, lovely time out there. You know, it's kind of eyeballing that roller coaster today, Leroy, at New York, New York.
Ooh.
Thinking I'm never going to go on it, dude.
All right.
I'm like, I'm going to just tell you, if we would have gone on that thing, the second we sat down and I start lubing up.
What?
Okay. Right? You'd be like, what? Because, you know, I got to be moisturized, baby. I can't be out there. I can't look.
It's dry. It's dry out there. Got to watch out.
Like
No, honestly, though, my friend didn't respect the dryness and came back to some very, very, like, cracked lips.
Oh,
like,
dude.
It was bad.
I keep, look.
And watch out, chapstick. You buy chapstick on the strip, it's like $9.
No. You got, dude, I'm telling you, don't buy a chapstick.
Yeah.
It was an Eos.
What was that?
I don't know. It's just
better?
Yeah, it's better.
Mm-hmm.
Better.
We'll take a break here on the show. Back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. Let's get to a little 15 minutes of heat here on 5-6 WQM, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online, HollywoodKia.com, or call 832-930-6181. We talked about it in headlines, but Tyler Hero has been named to the All-Star team, as a lot of you bastards wanted to trade him. I told you. Just a lot of you frauds out there.
No.
Wanted Boy Wonder. Oh,
Marcos,
send him to Portland.
Marcos.
Send him to Utah. They're going to love him out there. They love the intangibles. A bunch of phonies out there.
Tyler Hero's a fraud. Tyler Hero, soft as Charmin. Never going to be a big-time basketball player. Tyler Hero cares more about fashion than basketball. Tyler Hero isn't even as good as Korkmaz. Tyler Hero is a charlatan bum.
Minus one.
Let's not forget Lil Sweetener.
He wasn't Lil Sweetener.
Huh?
For he lying.
He wasn't Lil Sweetener.
You just...
You know his fairness.
No. First of all, let's get something clear. How many times did you throw Tyler in a trade? And you wanted to throw Nico. So
No, that's not fair.
But basically
I just want a Dame.
Okay, but you can't. Here. Let me explain this to you. You cannot justify what you tried to do, because if it were up to you, we'd have Dame.
Oh.
We'd still have the Jimmy problems. You think somebody else here going to make Jimmy get right and not want his money?
Hard to say.
And no, it ain't hard to say. It is not hard to say.
Well, listen, I'm not going to get you're not going to throw all the Tyler Hero blame on me. I mean,
here's what I feel
everybody,
right now.
Everybody was out here, you know, taking shots.
Here's what I feel right now. If one of those guys was here with Jimmy and the team was the number one seed,
yep,
Jimmy would still be doing what he's doing.
Okay.
Like, because it's about his money. So, but every time we talked about a trade, you either threw Jovic.
That's not true.
Or, dude, come on.
I thought about it in one trade. One.
Little Sweetener.
I'm not going to let you just say lies.
Really?
And by the way, I didn't see you against, I didn't see you against it, by the way.
Against what?
Oh, you act like you're some never traded Tyler Hero
angel.
No,
I wait a minute. Marcos, have I ever said, I have said these words, I would never trade Jovic?
You've never said that.
Yes, I have.
That's literally never come out of your mouth.
I wouldn't trade the
That's
young guys.
Never come out of your mouth.
Okay.
The Miami Heat are better without Tyler Hero. This title run would have never happened with Tyler Hero. Hey. Tyler Hero's broken hand is the reason the Miami Heat are in the final. Tyler Hero can't hold Caleb Martin's jockstrap.
Really?
Tyler Hero, turnstile McGee, thank God he hasn't been out there, that sieve on defense. Yeah. Tyler Hero's a regular season player. Tyler Hero is never going to be clutch. Tyler Hero is nothing but a pretty boy on the court.
Now,
you know, I don't
you better say these next words right now.
What's that?
Tyler Hero is an all-star.
Okay. First
No.
I'm not going to let contact.
You got to say it.
This man is a charlatan. He's propagandizing you. He just took out all these words in the middle of rants.
Hey, say it.
He took out words in the middle of rants. I'm not standing on that.
You say Tyler Hero is all-star.
Tyler, I literally started the show by it. Tyler Hero is an all-star.
Okay.
So. But you... You frog boy,
me.
You criminal!
No!
Oh, you're a criminal.
Okay.
And you sat here and you cut out all the words from the rants.
No,
and you go.
Way.
Can we do this?
Yeah.
Can we do this?
Yeah.
What?
Maybe you ought to be more careful about what you say.
I am careful about what I say.
No, you're not.
He decides to just go and pick and choose. No, pick and choose what words he's going to use in the middle of a rant.
Let me see. You've called Duncan Robinson of a fat cat.
Wow.
That's not true.
I do not. I can't remember.
Oh, my goodness. What?
I said that at times he looked like he was showing fat cat tendencies.
Oh, wait. Get the katanas out.
No.
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay, Mr. Miyagi. You, what's wrong with
you? You want to know something? Everybody had their doubts about Tyler Herro. Even Udonis Haslam last year said he was better off as a six man. Where's the... And I bet nobody will tell that to UD. UD doubted Tyler Herro. Pat Riley doubted Tyler Herro.
What do you mean doubted him?
He called him a six man last year.
What is that? That is that... You think that's...
Oh, it's a slap in the face.
You... So let me get this straight. In order to cover up your nonsense. Mm-hmm. You throw UD under the bus.
I'm just saying.
Next time I see him, I'll make sure I tell him.
No, I will. Go ahead.
Okay.
I want to. Go ahead. You can tell him whatever you want to tell him. You can tell him whatever you want to tell him. Okay. Because he's probably listening. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to take the brunt of the Tyler Herro doubt criticism. We were all there. Everybody was at the trough.
Dr. Toboggan said Duncan never had full blown FCS.
Exactly.
He just have like a little. We caught it at an early stage.
You know what it was? Before he had a chance.
We caught it at an early stage, and we treated him for it.
Yep.
Max Strus came in like, I'll take care of this, buddy. I'll take care of this spot. Don't worry about that. No matter what, though, none of us who may have included him in trade talks said something like this.
This Tyler Herro's a fraud. Never going to do it. He's never going to do it. If you don't show up tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to trade for somebody else. We need to get Tyler Herro the hell out of there and trade him for Bradley Beal. Tyler Herro's no good. Trade his ass for Bradley Beal. Tyler Herro's no good. Trade his ass for Donovan Mitchell. Boy wonder. Instagram basketball player. Not a real basketball player. Tyler Herro is never going to be nothing but a ball hog. He's never going to be nothing but a guy who looks good on the gram but doesn't look good on the court.
So
I'm really mad that he's cutting out. I just want to be clear here. I'm going to defend
myself. If what you're saying requires
You can manipulate words.
Did you say those words?
I said them when saying people are saying these things. He's taking that out. I was just reporting the news.
Your Honor. I would like to treat him as
as a hostile witness.
As a hostile
witness. That's my guy, Boy Wonder.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. You are the worst.
Hold on.
Say your guy necessarily.
Hold on. That's my guy. Who was making songs about Tyler Herro before it was fashionable? Me. Okay?
But you changed like the weather.
I don't change like the weather.
Oh, my goodness.
I am a man who is looking.
How many times have you said, let's trade for this guy? And then said, never wanted him.
True trades?
No.
I wanted him traded.
Look, we got qualifiers already.
True trades?
No.
Not a real trade. Guys. Not a real trade.
No.
How many times have you said, I want this guy, and then we didn't get him? You said, never wanted him. Mm. How many times?
Just sincerely?
Wait.
What did you say, chinchilla? No.
Wait.
Like, dude, can I just tell you? You're groveling and backtracking.
I'm not backtracking.
Listen, Twitch and YouTube and me and Frog Boy, we have spoken. We are tired of your shenanigans.
I'm not going to allow you to be tired of my shenanigans. Did I?
Okay. Then I won't be.
Did I last year go to you during game five on an airplane, wait till you woke up with one eye and just go, stinks.
Yes.
And walk back to my seat. But I was lashing out. I was upset the way the season was ending. It was emotional.
Dude. So you, Nick T, so you admit there were shenanigans.
I admit shenanigans.
Okay. So we got to. All I'm saying is.
What I say, though, is.
Because here's what bothers me. Marcos, here's what bothers me about Toby.
Yeah.
He says these things, and I fight him while he's saying them. Mm-hmm. And I get irritated and mad while he's saying it, right? And then 2 months later, he denies ever saying it.
But you don't ride the emotional roller coaster like I do.
Why
you know?
Not? I do. I just don't get that extreme with it. I'm up and down with the heat, too.
We can't do a radio show if everything is going to be like, let's be big picture.
Oh, no, we also can't do a radio show if we say, let's trade everybody as soon as they miss a shot.
It wasn't because they missed a shot.
Yes.
He look.
You made a Yurtsevin song.
I still believe in you, Big Yurt.
Big Yurt? He's.
I think he's in Turkey.
Yes.
I don't know where he is.
Like, come on.
Look.
Hold on.
You
why can't I just
– if a guy – listen, there's 82 games in a year.
Yep.
If a guy plays 10 years, that's 800-plus games, right? A guy will have a bad game, and you go off on him.
That's not fair.
It is.
Nope, that's not fair.
Dude, we fought over Duncan Robinson when you start calling Fat Cat.
Hold on. But I invented Duncan Robinson. Nobody gave a rat's ass about Duncan Robinson before me. And that's the facts. So, excuse me. I'm first to the party. Then I hold these guys to a certain standard.
And you're first off the boat.
No, I'm not. I'm the first one. I'm like the inspector of the boat.
Who's first rats off the ship? This guy.
No, I'm not rats off a ship. I was never rats off a ship on Tyler Herro.
On Tuesday, you'll march in here with the band.
It's not fair.
On Thursday,
it's not fair.
You're rats off a ship.
How am I going to be like this? Is this going to happen with? Is this going to happen with Ware too? Like, oh, if all of a sudden, what if Giannis wants to be here and they want Ware? Am I going to be a bad guy because I trade Ware for Giannis? No, you gave
us. That's not how these situations.
That is how it works out.
No, it doesn't.
That's exactly how it works out.
Because here's what happens. Here's what happens. You come in. Make up a trade with a guy you want, and then trade half the team for him. You're talking about, would it be a problem if I traded Ware for Giannis?
Mm-hmm.
That's never going to happen.
You don't know that.
The people that were getting traded, mm-hmm. you were willing to give up everything.
Not true.
Dude, we had to shoot you with a tranquilizer gun to stop with the Dame nonsense.
I really wanted to. I really wanted.
And then, let me see. Brunson, you said no.
Brunson, I was. I never was
right.
Brunson.
No, I said you said no. Spider.
Mm-hmm.
You kicked the tires on that.
Oh, I really wanted Spider.
But you work up trade deals for all these people.
I really thought Danny Ainge would have wanted Tyler Herro, you know, intangibles.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
In Utah?
Big mistake by Danny Ainge. No, Utah loves the intangibles.
I'm just saying, man. You don't think this is like...
I think these things through. And listen.
Oh, my...
Guess what, Tyler? I'm just going to say this right now. Hold on.
No.
I'm very proud of you this year. Okay, you came in with a great mentality. Okay, you've been a leader. All right, you've been reliable in a season of chaos. You have been steady the entire time. Hold on, let me just finish.
Because you're gonna go too far.
No, I'm not gonna go too far. Okay. I'm gonna go just right. But now I need you to succeed in the playoffs.
Okay.
All stars are held to a different standard, Boyd Wonder. So I just want to be clear. Very proud of you. Very proud of you. But you know what the next step is. You know what the next step is.
So,
and by the way, I'm not trading you for De'Aaron Fox. That's what Jaime is for. But anyway,
and wait.
Jesus.
And Marcos, Jesus. Let me ask you a question.
What's that?
Is this based on how Jaime has been playing?
No.
Yes, it is.
What do you mean?
That's
dude?
My point. Like, no.
I'm Leroy. Everybody's the best all the time.
No, that's not.
Oh, look at that.
And this is how he tries to get out of his
let me ask you something.
His mess by saying I'm extreme.
No, can I ask you
or
something?
Everybody's good.
No, let me ask you a question. With toes like that, how do you tiptoe through the tulips?
Okay. Hey, you know what?
See,
you're analyzed.
See,
you are analyzed. You are analyzed.
-1 for sass.
I really want you to delete those files, Marcus. You took those words out of context. You took those rants out of context.
No way.
And I don't appreciate it.
No.
You know, maybe I should be more careful with what you say.
You want a gun-shy Tobes? That's not a fun radio show.
So now you're putting it on the show.
No, I'm putting it on him for being a propaganda artist.
Now you're putting it on the show because you're saying if I didn't do that, we wouldn't have a fun show.
Just have a little fun, baby.
You've literally traded everybody on the team.
Happens.
Oh my goodness.
But nobody will love you like me.
Yeah, okay. See, yeah. With love like that, the way you attack my toes, right? They've been through some stuff, man.
Tiptoe.
Wow. Let's not forget.
What's that?
Somebody on this panel traded Spo.
Yeah, probably you. Probably you this year. I wasn't playing Kalel Ware.
Sportland. Come on. You have literally, you've traded everybody on the team except Jimmy. You got, nope, I don't want to trade Jimmy. And guess what?
Never trade Bam.
If, or Bam. But here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
If you have felt that way about all the other players, Jimmy would have already been gone and you would have had the guy you wanted. And you would have been happier.
I don't understand your logic.
So what I'm saying, when Dame was available,
mm-hmm.
when all these people were available,
mm-hmm.
right? Or when Jimmy was engaged,
mm-hmm.
if you had said, I want to trade Jimmy, you could have pretty much got any player you wanted.
Mm. I don't know.
You do know.
I don't know. Hard to say.
You do know. Now we got to trade him for some donuts and a Yoo-Hoo.
Whatever, dude. I mean, you're not going to sit here and say, I'm not a true fan. I watched Luke Babbitt.
So what? You watch the Heat, whoever puts on the Heat uniform. Yeah. But you also have traded everybody on the team.
For really good guys. That's not an insult.
Let me explain something to you. Right now, if the right person presented itself
mm-hmm.
and was available, you would trade Jovic.
Mm.
You threw Jovic in every trade.
I am the Jovic
no,
club.
I'm the only
connoisseur.
One. I am the only one that said I would never trade Jovic.
You've never said that.
I did say that.
You literally. That is the first time I've ever heard you say those words.
I do feel like I've never heard you say that.
never heard you say that.
I do feel like it sounds like something like I get what you mean. Don't trade the youth. That sounds like more. I've never heard you say I'd never trade Nico.
I wouldn't trade Jovic.
All right.
Ever.
No.
Okay.
Because I would build around Jovic, Ware, Bam, Tyler.
Me too.
Now, here's what's phony about you.
Mm-hmm.
Because 6 months ago, it would have been Jaime and not Jovic that you would have thrown.
I've always been a bigger Jovic fan than Jaime. Not that I don't like Jaime. Not that I don't like Jaime, but everybody knows I'm Jovic. Like, that's my guy. Everybody knows it.
So, what does a little sweetener mean?
You know what, Damian Lillard, baby? What are you talking about? What does that mean?
Like, the means don't justify the ends.
I don't think that's what
the ends don't justify the means. All right.
Back after this.
Portland Trailblazers owner, your name escapes me. What if we trade you Tyler Hero salary, and your basketball organization could get revamped by Hall of Fame genius Eric Spoelstra?
Welcome back, everybody. Let's get to a little road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius party play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Yeah, Cats will be back on the ice tomorrow, taking on the Chicago Blackhawks.
Did he play tonight?
No, tomorrow. They're off today. Wow. They practice today.
So nobody played last night?
Nope.
Wow. 2 days.
No sports.
Yeah.
I haven't lost money in 2 days.
Oh, man. Are you going to watch the Pro Bowl games?
I saw yesterday. I didn't even realize that that had already begun. And I saw something about Jonnu Smith, like, doing something cool. Or maybe they were just introducing him. He was, like, with everyone. And it was cool lighting. So
I'm glad that he made it. Matthew Tkachuk was named Team USA. He was made one of the associate captains. So.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Is he fighting yet?
Probably. I saw Baby Tkachuk's team's on the creeping up, though, the Senators. I always feel like he's had to deal with some crappy teams in Ottawa. So
I know. Something they've never experienced here in Vegas.
Nope. Spoiled.
Like, your team has always been good. Like, you remember when Jacksonville and Carolina started, within the first couple of years, they were in championship games.
I do.
That was crazy. I remember we was in Cleveland. We lost to Jacksonville. And
did that go over well?
No. Because when you say the words expansion team, right, but the rules, like even in hockey, how they do the expansion draft is so much different. And they do it – similarly in football, in the NFL, mm-hmm. because you have to put five of your guys who were on the active roster on that list.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Jacksonville ended up with Keenan McCardle. He was a Cleveland Brown before that.
Yeah, he was good.
He was good. He was good when we had him. But they would just, like, cut him, bring him back, cut him, bring him back. And then he'd go to Washington, and then he'd come back and catch four touchdowns in the last three games every year.
Well, tomorrow they take on the Blackhawks. They suck, so don't lose, Panthers. And then the Islanders are in town on Sunday. So, Panthers, I would imagine that means they're going to split the games. Paul Maurice has been doing that, so I'd imagine we get one Bob, one Spencer Knight. Bob coming off his shutout. So,
you think Bob wants to get, like, I would figure, I used to always, like, when I played, if I was on a bit of a heater,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to go back in, even though they had planned, you know, to alternate. And so, like, the other running backs were like, go ahead. You know, if you're on the heater. So I wonder if Bob says to him, hey, I'm feeling it right now. Let me go ahead on and kind of get this run on. Or does he just understand that he needs the break?
No, I think he's going to be okay, especially since you got one game that's weird, like at one in the afternoon. Like, he's going to want to – he'll break that up. He'll be fine with that.
Okay.
Alexander Bargov from Jameson Olive going up against Tkachuk in Four Nations saying, quote, he's not going to lay off from any hits. Listen,
hey, he already
Tkachuk,
know.
You better not hit Barkov.
Oh, my goodness.
You better not hit Barkov.
Oh, my goodness.
Barkov's a big dude. I don't know if I'd mess with him, man. He's not.
Yeah, but he's not.
He's a lot bigger than Tkachuk.
He's bigger, but he's not.
He's not a menace.
Right.
He's not a menace.
Tkachuk has, like, little man syndrome, right? Like, you know, the little guy always wanting to get, you're not that guy.
You're not that guy, pal.
You're not that guy.
Pretty similar.
And I know the feeling, because keep in mind, when I was on the football field, I was a small guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, people don't realize that.
What were you saying, Froggy?
They got Barkey listed at 6'1", I'm sorry, 6'3", 201, and then they got Tkachuk at 6'2", 210.
He ain't 6'2".
Okay, what? Did they do it with his skates on?
He's not.
Oh, you know what? I check his Wikipedia. He's 5'6". Look at that.
Oh, my God. That might be one of the funniest things ever.
I remember being shocked because, like, hockey players shock you, like, the way their bodies
are. They're tall and skinny.
Yeah, like, Bob's insanely skinny. But, like, Tkachuk, I remember, like, I was at his intro press conference. I was like, this and friggin' Bill Zito gets up there and calls him a unicorn. I'm like, this is crazy, the sport.
Right.
This is crazy, the sport.
Right.
But it's true.
And then you have some guys who are, like, truly, like, mooses. Like, have you ever... Oh, guess who I ran into on the way over here?
Who?
Candace Parker.
Really?
Just walking through the casino.
Why?
I don't know.
What? That's so random.
I know.
Is there a basketball game?
I have no idea.
Wow.
I don't know.
Is she still playing?
Oh, I think she's like four. I don't know.
I don't think so. Yeah.
I know. I mean, she's a great broadcaster. Yeah. I didn't know if she's still out doing it. Yeah, she's 38. She might
Yeah.
not. Yeah.
But ooh, yeah.
Look at those credentials.
I know. That's like crazy. The list to be continued on next page.
Five-time Russian National League champion.
So, like, the thing about the... WNBA is when the season's over, they go play overseas.
I know. Well, you know what they're doing now? They're doing they started this unrivaled league in Miami, so a lot of them are playing 3-on-3 down here now.
Oh, really?
That's been the new thing.
Like, okay.
But yeah, typically you're right. Like, they go and they basically travel to play ball. But now the women's basketball is so hot right now
that
everybody's like
staying local. Yeah. Well, and because you know what happened in Russia.
Oh, man.
I had to raise some eyebrows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're getting paid similarly to what they would in WNBA. I think the average salary in Unrivaled is over $200,000, and then I think they also split a 15% revenue pot.
Yeah, because they got a TV deal with Turner, right?
Yeah.
They're playing on that. Jimmy's gone to that. He's been courtside. I've seen him more at Unrivaled than I have at Heat games.
Here we go. You know, oh, show pony, when he gets his horns hooked on you, it's over.
What?
I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. Now I'm rats off a ship on Jimmy. That's how gonna go.
No. I will say this. In one of your more dumber comments, you have said you would give 37-year-old Jimmy Butler $60 million.
I don't like that you say dumber comments because you say it like, give him 37. Like, I wanted to keep the peace because...
I'm not paying $60 million to keep the peace. Are you kidding me?
No,
are you kidding me? That's like, oh, you know, here you go. Here you go.
What's that?
Let's wait till your adorable daughter comes home. It makes a stink because she really wants something, right?
You think I've never dealt with that?
Not like little kid stuff. Grown folks stuff when she gets older, right?
Yep.
And you just go like, no. You are soft.
It's not.
You are soft as Charmin.
I'm not
around
soft
your
as
kids.
Charmin. I'm not soft
really?
As Charmin.
Really?
I lay the law. I'm bad cop. I'm absolutely bad cop on my team. 100%.
I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to say this right to your face.
You can.
I do not believe
I swear to God, dude.
Right.
Dude, you know how many rejects I have on iPhone? Boop, boop, boop. I love saying no.
Hey, you know, I'm the negotiator, right? Everybody comes to me to negotiate. They go, hey, go, like... Fonz would come and ask me if I wore something.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I got done with him, he was buying me stuff.
we'll take a break here on the show. Awatua is next.